Our gracious Heavenly Father, we do come tonight in celebration of the fulfillment of the prophets and the birth of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Be with us now. Move our spirits as we celebrate this time. For we ask these things in your name and for your sake. Amen. Please be seated.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came to a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Let us affirm our faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
A Christmas hymn by Richard Wilbur. A stable lamp is lighted, whose glow shall wake the sky. The stars shall bend their voices, and every stone shall cry. And every stone shall cry, and straw like gold shall shine. A barn shall harbor heaven, a stall become a shrine. This child through David's city shall ride in triumph by. The palm shall strew its branches, and every stone shall cry. And every stone shall cry. Though heavy, dull, and dumb, and lie within the roadway to pave his kingdom come. Yet he shall be forsaken and yielded up to die. The sky shall groan and darken, and every stone shall cry. And every stone shall cry for stony hearts of men, God's blood upon the spearhead, God's love refused again. But now, as at the ending, the low is lifted high, the stars shall bend their voices, and every stone shall cry, and every stone shall cry in praises of the child, by whose descent among us the worlds are reconciled.
I'm reading from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 to 55. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child whom you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers."
Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 19. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told him about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Some people say that we give gifts at Christmas time because the wise men came to give gifts to the Christ child. And I wouldn't dispute that that's one of the reasons we give gifts, but I think that there's a more profound reason that we bring gifts to one another at Christmas time and any other time, and that is because the supreme gift of all came to Bethlehem in the form of God incarnate, who gave everything for you and me. And as I have already shared before, Abraham was called upon to sacrifice his son, his only son, Isaac, a supreme offering. And Jesus Christ sacrificed himself, a supreme offering. The offering is the most important thing we do. The gift we bring now is not to one another. The gift we bring now is to him. So give until it feels good. Let us pray. God, thank you so much for giving everything that we might have everything that you would have for us, a free gift of eternal life. And now I pray that you will take our love offering to you and help build your kingdom through it. In the name of Jesus, amen. Nobody has any idea exactly when God created the heavens and the earth. But this we know, he had Christmas in mind before he created anything. Nobody knows exactly when Emmanuel came to Bethlehem. But this we know, he surprised everyone with the way he came. Nobody knows exactly what day Jesus rose from the dead. But this we know, he is alive. Amen? Nobody knows when he's going to come again. But he said it, that settles it. He's coming again. Hallelujah. With so much that we don't know, what are we doing here? We're here because God issued an invitation for us to be here. We're here because Christmas began in the heart of God, and Christmas is not complete until it reaches the heart of man. And Christmas has reached our hearts, brothers and sisters. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Hallelujah. Christ is Christmas. He is the reason we're here. That's why you showed up. I'm not going to preach a sermon tonight. Instead, I'm going to tell a story. Do you like stories? This is a story about a farmer. This farmer lived in the Midwest. He was a simple farmer, a simple man. He had a lovely family, a few children, a wife who loved him very much. And it was Christmas Eve. It was a very cold and wintry Christmas Eve. In fact, the snow had fallen. The fields were full of snow. And they had turned to ice. New snow was falling on these icy fields. And it's time for the family to go to their favorite service of the year, Christmas Eve. The meal is over. The dishes are washed. Everything's put away. And the mother has helped her children get dressed in their finest clothes. And they're all ready to walk out the door, bundled up because it's cold, and they have to walk across those fields to the little country church that's just over the other side of the field. In fact, you can see the steeple from that church, from that home. You can see the steeple. Everyone was ready to go, and they heard the wind blowing outside, and the trees were making the noise that the wind makes them make, and they were cold, and everyone was ready but the farmer. You see, he didn't like to go to church on Christmas Eve. He had already settled by the fireplace. He had a book in his hand, and he was ready to read. And Mom came into the living room where he was settled by the fire, and she said, "Honey, won't you reconsider? Won't you come with us and the children this year? You know it would mean a lot to the kids if you would come." Well, he felt guilty, but he smiled and he took a deep breath and he looked at his wife and he said, "Honey, you know I really don't want to go. I don't really believe in this Jesus stuff. I really don't believe in all that stuff about God becoming a man and all that stuff that you believe in, and I'd rather stay home. Please go and have a good time. I'll be waiting here for you." So she took a deep breath, and she gathered the children, and they went out the door, and he could hear their feet crunching in that ice that was under the newly falling snow. And it got more and more distant, and their voices trailed off into the distance as they went toward the church. And he was all settled in, and the fire was crackling and making a wonderful, comforting noise. And he listened to the trees blowing outside. It was extremely quiet and extremely peaceful, except for these comforting sounds. And without warning, suddenly, thump! He said, "What in the world was that?" "Somebody's throwing snowballs at my house. They're trying to hit my window. They could break the glass. This won't do." So he got up and he put on his coat and he went to the door and he opened the door and he said, "Who's out there?" Nobody said anything. He had a flashlight by the door, so he grabbed his flashlight and he came to the door and he showed him the flashlight out the driveway and he looked. "Who's there?" Nobody spoke. So he put the flashlight around the yard and he looked. He couldn't find anybody. So puzzled, he turned around to go back into the house, and just as he did, thump. And he said, "That came at the window." He turned his flashlight over to the right, to the window, and he looked at the top, the sides, and the bottom. He didn't see anything. But then his light wandered to the bottom of the window, and it went toward the snow, and there, under the window, lying in the snow, he saw something. He went over to it, his feet crunching in the ice, and he saw two little birds, and they were both dead. They were looking for warmth and shelter from the storm. They saw the inviting scene of the home, the warm fire, the light, and they flew into the glass so hard they killed themselves. And he said, "Oh, these poor little birds. I feel sorry for them." Just then, another bird started flying close by, and it looked like it was going to go for the window, but it saw the farmer. And the farmer scared the bird, and the bird flew around and flew away. And the farmer said, "Wow, those poor birds. I wish I could do something to help them." Then he had an idea. The barn. The barn. "I'll go open the doors to the barn and turn on the lights, and they'll see this safety, and maybe they'll go to the barn." So he went over in the snow. He opened the doors. He turned on the light, and he thought, "Oh, I wish I could call through them and say, 'Birds, there's safety here, there's warmth here, you can come in here.' But I know if I call to them, it'll just scare them away. I can't do that." So he moved away, and he took himself back to the front door, and he watched the barn door, and he waited, and no birds went into the barn. "Come over here. There's warmth in the barn. There's safety in the barn. There's shelter from the storm in the barn. Come over here." No birds came over there. Then the thing he dreaded, thump. Another bird hit the glass, fell into the snow. And his heart was broken. And he said, "I wish that I could think of some way to get the message to these senseless birds that there's safety over there. If I could only become a bird, I could fly and call to them in their language, and I could fly to the barn and lead them and chirp, chirp, and they'd know exactly where to go. I wish I could become a bird and do that." Just at that moment, the bells began to ring in the little church across the field, and the congregation began to sing "Silent Night." And he heard their voices coming over the snow towards him. And as he listened to them singing "Silent Night," it dawned on him what had happened. He said, "God, you became like me, a senseless, dumb creature. And you showed me the way. to shelter, to safety, to warmth. Now I understand. And he knelt right there in the snow. And he prayed, "Oh Lord, I do believe. If you'll still have me, Lord, I want to be yours. I want to be yours. I want to come into the light." There's a hymn that says, "Come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There's room in my heart for thee." Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace. May God the Father grant you his peace. May Christ the Son grant you his favor. May God the Holy Spirit inspire you to worship the Christ of Christmas with your whole being. And may the Lord watch between thee and me while we are absent, one from the other, and until we meet again. God bless you, and good night.